When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The Fall.
How's she doing in there?
Caroline's still asleep. She's been asleep all day.
That's probably for the best. She has a lot of recovering to do.
Still? But it's been weeks since she and Kuan Yi fought.
And it'll probably still be a while before she's back in walking shape. Maybe a year until she can fight like she used to.
That long?
She's got burns over most of her body, Olala, and bad ones. It's incredible that she's awake and talking and barking orders as often as she is. Not all of us can just transform away injuries.
I guess I never thought about it. I never thought about how delicate people are. All the people I've spent the most time with, Caroline and Kuan Yi and Angelo and Ale, they all seem sort of invincible in a way. In different ways. And you too, Lam.
Me? Oh, I'm invincible as all hell. These weeks of hiking in the cold have my back telling me just how vincible I am every day.
Lam, I wish you hadn't dueled Reaper Kestrel. And I wish it hadn't ended how it did.
Why not? We have our first lead on how to take care of those off-world aeroplane things. We wouldn't have gotten that without...
I know. That's not what I'm saying. I just... You told me that when all this is over... I could follow you where you go. How am I supposed to do that if you let the Tengu kill you?
Oh, is that it? Kestrel's not going to kill me, Olala.
But you can't win. You saw how fast she was.
Have a longer view of it than that. You've got to play to win. If you just play to not lose, you'll give your opponent every chance to catch up to you, surpass you, and beat you.
I don't understand.
Well, it's like... That was a pretty good night for a while there. And it wasn't because I was the best fighter or hunter or even talker, really. It was because I could see what I needed to get in order to win, and I could figure out what it would cost to get it, and then I could decide whether the cost was worth the reward. When we were on Kestrel's Mountain, what we needed more than anything else was our freedom. Getting her on our side wouldn't have been bad either, but our freedom was the biggest thing. So I came up with a trade to get it.
But you traded your life!
No, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. I traded away my ability to hold a weapon again. And that's not great, given we're probably about to go to war with those machine things. But, like I said, fighting was never my strongest suit. The reward was worth the cost. From what you've told me, I know you've lost a lot of people. I know you're worried about losing Caroline still, but I'm not picking up another weapon as long as I live. And I'm not going anywhere. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Lam.
You got it. We'll take turns keeping the lookout again tonight. I'll take first shift, so try and get some sleep, okay?
All right. Good night, Lam.
Night, Olala. That kid...
I know. She really is special, isn't she?
Kuan Yi? Where the hell? What are you doing here?
Shh, Lamorak. It doesn't matter where I came from. I'm not sure I could tell you even if I tried. But I'm just here to have a conversation with little old you.
I should get Olala. Maybe even Caroline. I'm sure they'd want to see
No, no, Lam. This chat is just going to be me and you. I know things that you will need to know, and Olala... Caroline. I just can't face them after what I did. After what I wanted to do to Olala. Not yet. Maybe not ever.
All right. If you say so.
But hold on. I mean, maybe this is a dumb question to ask a witch, but how did you know my name? I never had time to introduce myself to you.
How do I know anything these days? Twice now I've asked the universe to tell me what it's thinking, and now it's like it just keeps calling me and calling me to tell me more. I can't tell what I've seen myself and what I know because it's told me. I can't even tell where I've been because it feels like I've been everywhere all at once. And sometimes I even think I am. I can't. You've always prided yourself on knowing more than you were supposed to, Sir Lamrack of the Piercing Eye. But let me tell you, knowing too much isn't so glamorous once you're on this side of it.
Yeah, I can tell. But it sounds like you want to share some of that knowledge with me? Why?
Because I know what the three of you are trying to do. And I know who else in the universe wants the very same thing. All of these people wanting all of these things, and the universe watching so closely. Sometimes I think the most confusing part is that the universe doesn't even know what it wants. How could it? It's so big that what it wants in this part of its mind and that part of its mind can be completely different. Complete opposites. Because they're so far apart that it can't even see the contradiction. It wants me to kill Olala. It wants me to protect Olala. It wants to give in and let those invaders destroy it. It wants to cling to life endlessly, desperately, at any cost. It's so... I know things you and Olala and Caroline should know. If you're going to stand a chance against those invaders, I want you to tell them for me.
All right. I think I can do that. But if other people in the universe want the Saint's relics, like I think you're implying, does that mean we have competition?
No, it means you have help, in some ways. Events across the universe are moving very quickly now. No matter what the final score is, it's not long now until the end. Well, if time is short, I suppose I should start then, shouldn't I? Where to start? Oh, in Silvershore, I think. So much has changed there and so quickly. That would be for the best. I'm sorry to say that your Silvershore doesn't look like it used to, Lamorak. This isn't the first universe those invaders from over the world's edge have harvested for its magic. They've become very efficient in their process. They have these machines, you see. Big, towering machines that drill and crack and blast into the universe's skin to suck out all the magic that lies beneath. And because the universe is magic, because it both makes and is made of magic, that means it's falling apart. The Sea of Silvershore is barren now. The fish that once inhabited it are only carcasses. And the humans and monsters who managed to escape to the city beneath are starving, wasting away. Above, the buildings and the ground they stand on are crumbling to dust that whips into the choking air and falls into the sea below. This is what all of the universe will be in the end, if the invaders get their way. But there are still people in the remains of Silvershore, eking what little life they can out of the city. Friends of Olala's and Caroline's with a score to settle against the man who runs this collapsing Silvershore, Sir Galahad the Great.
Angelo?
It is I. And not much else, I'm afraid. It's becoming more and more difficult to find food and potable water in what remains of Silvershore.
Food's not the only problem. I spent most of the time you were out trying to patch up the holes in our walls, but it's like using a hammer and nails to patch up cotton candy.
Delicious?
Useless. It all just comes to pieces. Angelo, I think we've waited as long as we can wait. I think it's time.
But Ollie, you know as well as I do that we've been completely unable to find a time when that fiend Galahad is alone. Facing him blade to blade will be difficult enough if he has others to back him up.
If not now, then when, Angelo? The buildings we've been using to hide in are falling apart. Soon we won't have anywhere to hide at all, and then we'll really have to take them all on at once. We won't have any choice.
Then you propose we just go to him and wait for an opening in his guard?
As big an opening as we can get. We might have to fight our way in, though.
And when do you suggest we enact this plan?
Tonight.
Ale.
The longer we wait with no food, the weaker we'll get, Angelo. The longer we push this back, the worse our odds are. So, get yourself ready. Tonight. We'll have to kill him tonight. It's now or it's never.
Ale and Angelo were not the only friends of Olala's who were feeling time squeeze tight around them. There was Sir Mark, who you've met, I think, and another who fate had tied tightly to Mark's side, and who he couldn't bring himself to abandon.
Absolutely vile. This is the best you could come up with.
Look, Scales, these are the rations they're handing out to all the knights right now, and things are a little tight out there. I'm already giving you half of what I get.
Dried meats. I can't stand meats. Barbaric. And what if when these small resources are depleted? What will your Galahad find to feed you then?
He'll figure something out. Or the Offworlders. Maybe they'll bring us something. We're doing enough for them.
If they planned on caring for you, they already would have done so.
But why wouldn't they? We built their big machines, didn't we? And
you are asking
and...
for gratitude from the boot that is pressing even now upon your neck. They owe you nothing and will give you nothing. If their intent is to eradicate the contents of the universe, they will not stop at you because you are nice to them. That is not how people, whether human or monster, work.
I can't talk to you about this right now. We're both getting too, I don't know, emotional about it.
Emotional? Oh, forgive me, Mark, as the thought that my home and every creature in it will be reduced to carrion made me emotional? Perish the thought.
It means we can't think straight, so there's no point in talking about it now.
If not now, then when? You have a choice to make about what is to be done with me. When do you plan to do it?
I don't know. When I can think a little straighter. Everything's so confusing right now. So, later, I guess.
Will not be a later very much longer. I'm surprised I've lasted this many laters to begin with.
Don't be dramatic, Scales.
I assure you there is no drama, Mark. They nearly caught me the last time you were out.
They? Who's they?
Your compatriots. Your fellow knights. If you've been given barely enough to survive, how much do you think your subordinates are subsisting on? They're roaming Silvershore and harvesting what few resources they can manage to find. And I heard them break into this very building. It's a wonder they didn't find the basement you've trapped me in.
Hey, I really don't like the implication there. I'm keeping you alive.
Alive for the present with no plan for the future. As long as your plan is to keep me here indefinitely, my fate is sealed. This building will crumble, and I will either be crushed or be found. And so I beseech you again.
Scales, please don't.
If you care at all for Damien, if you care at all for Amaryllis, the woman you have called your sister, then you must help me escape this place. I must live.
But how am I supposed to get you past that desert? Don't you lose your marbles if you stay in there too long?
How did you come here to begin with, then?
Sir Galahad did it.
Then he must be the answer.
How?
I don't know, but there's nothing I can do about it from down here, is there? You, Mark. Unless you want my death on your hands, you must do something. Please.
You're right. You're right. I don't know what it is yet, but I've got to figure something out. I'll talk to Galahad.
When? I can't wait for long.
Tonight, then! I'll talk to Sir Galahad tonight, and I guess I'll just come up with some secret way to smuggle a whole monster out from under his nose before then. Is that what you want to hear?
For the first time, yes. I am very grateful.
Don't be. I've never liked when people thank me for doing the bare minimum.
That's very noble.
It makes it mean less when they thank me for doing the maximum, you know what I mean?
It seemed like everyone in Silvershore had business with Sir Galahad the Great that night. Sometimes history works that way. Nothing at all happens for quite a long time, and then everything happens at once. But whether that's how the universe likes it, or whether it's some other greater force's fault, I don't know. There's so much even a creature the size of the universe can't know about itself, about the world, about the order of things. Even Sir Galahad himself had plans for that evening. Whoever he became, we should remember that he began as a knight in service of a king. And an old excitement was stirring in him that he hadn't felt since those early days of loyalty.
Sir Galahad, Sir Mark the Salamander Knight is requesting an audience with you.
You'll have to ask Sir Mark to wait his turn. I'll see him after my meeting.
He says it's urgent.
Tell him that I have responsibilities that outrank him. Any knight should be able to understand that much. I'm expecting one of the leaders from over the world's edge tonight for a very important meeting. He'll have to wait until it's over.
Very well,
and
sir.
And nobody interrupts our meeting, all right? The leader's time is very valuable, and they've said they have information that's for my ears only. I won't let their generosity go to waste.
Very well, Sir Galahad.
That's more like it. Now I can prepare.
That's very generous of you, Sir Galahad. But I'm afraid that won't be necessary.
Who are you? What do you think you're doing in here?
You've gone from laying out the proverbial carpet to drawing your weapon very quickly. So much for generosity.
You might think you're lucky making it in here, whoever you are, but you're about to find out.
Put your weapon down, Galahad. The leaders won't be very happy with you if their emissary comes back missing a few pieces.
Emissary? And that's you, then. An emissary from over the edge of the world?
Among other things, yes.
Their letter said I'd be meeting with the leaders themselves today.
Oh, you are. As much as anybody ever does. I'm the one they send when they want to make sure the job is done well. If they are the brain, I'm the hands. Hands exist to do what the mind bids, after all. It wouldn't do for the brain to do its business on its own. Too messy, by far.
You're very young.
Oh? I hadn't noticed. You've done very well with... What is this place called again?
Silvershore.
That. Yes. I'm sorry. I've seen several of these places by now, and they all just bleed together after a while. Regardless, the leaders would like you to know that you've done well. Your men have a good work ethic. Our drills were constructed quickly over the appropriate energy veins, and Silvershore is just about dried up. We're ready to move our base of operations elsewhere.
That can be arranged with enough time. By my power, I should be able to transport whatever you need past the mirrored plains, though it may take
many
trips.
You mean that sand pit to the west of here? That won't be necessary.
Well, actually it will be. People lose their minds if they wander around in there.
They lost their minds. You have to get used to the past tense when you talk about this plateau. The magic is gone. So the magic madness is gone. Just like everything will be gone. And soon. Sort of sad how alike you all are. The ones the leaders asked to open the way for us. I've only done this 3 times. And it's already getting so old.
I'm not like anybody, Hand.
They tend to say that, too. Regardless, they won't say so much longer, because there won't be anyone left to say it. We'll be clearing up the operation in Silvershore and relocating somewhere we can access all of the universe's magic, not just this region's. The very center is usually the place. We'll set up our drills there, deal with the riffraff, and have enough energy to power our cities for another 50 years.
50? That's all?
That's the average. This universe is admittedly a bit bigger and a bit more difficult than they tend to be. but I wouldn't put it above 75 at a stretch.
Then the leaders do this often. I don't have to stop once this universe is done.
I wouldn't hold your breath. Or actually, you might as well. It doesn't make a difference either way.
My loyalty will be rewarded. What's so funny? Damn you, what are you laughing at?
Do you know what mistake you've made? Have you figured it out yet? It's always more fun when they figure it out.
The leaders wouldn't talk to me this way. They'll hang you for talking to me like this. I handed them Silvershore wrapped up with a little bow.
You haven't actually asked me what the leaders have sent me here to do. If I am the hand to their mind, what does the mind intend?
You're here to tell me what needs to be done next. Because you might have a high opinion of yourself, hand, but I'm the one who gets things done.
To tell you what to do? No. You've served your purpose. You're done.
What?
As I said, I'm here to make sure the leader's work is finished. That work entails completing removal of magic of this universe, including any squawking, molting monster that has magic within him. No matter what high-flying delusions he has for himself.
What? How dare!
I wouldn't bother trying to stop the bleeding. The bullet is lodged in your heart now. Just by beating, your heart is tearing itself to shreds.
Damn you! Damn you!
You're a little like that bullet, you know? Useful. For a fleeting moment in time. Then, once spent, discarded.
Can't wait. Sir Mark.
Ta-ta.
Hey, Sir G! I'm sorry to interrupt your meeting, but... Sir G! Dapia, quickly.
Sir Galahad, what's happened? Sir Galahad!
Just stand there, hurry and get some goddamn help, quickly!
Of course. Help! Someone help, quickly! Sir Galahad the Great has been attacked!
Sir G, what the hell happened?
Don't let him get away!
Let who? Oh, damn it, there he is. I almost missed him. Hey, did you do this to him? Get back here! Dumpy here, we gotta... No, Scales. I gotta remember Scales. And he doesn't have a shot in hell if Sir G bites it.
What are you doing?
Making sure you don't die.
Pointless. That man. The hand.
So that's what he's called, huh? The hand? Well, we'll get him next time. But first, I need to keep you alive.
After all I've done, they think they can cross Sir Galahad the Great, do they?
Damn it, that's a lot of blood. Hang in there, Sir G. You gotta
kill him.
Maybe later. Let's try to focus.
Kill him! Him and every last double-crossing coward from over the world's edge. I am still Sir Galahad the Great, and you will do what I ask, because I am the greatest knight who ever lived.
Hey, let's try to calm down now.
I've watched enough people die to know what it feels like. I'm finished, Sir Mark. But a great man leaves a great mark. You. Oh, you will be my mark, Mark. 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 Mark.
Yours, but I don't even know what you want.
Revenge. When they hear about this, every knight who ever lived will take up arms against those off-world backstabbers. And you... You'll lead them, Sir Lamander Knight, to the center of the universe. That's where they're going next. You have to beat them to the center of the universe and show them what a Knight of the Crown can do.
Hey, don't give up yet, all right? How are we supposed to get revenge without you, huh? There's no way to get everyone across the mirrored
he
plains
said we
without...
can cross the plains now. No madness. The magic is gone. He'll regret telling me that. He'll regret underestimating me. My legacy will be felt forever, and you'll make sure of it. A great man leaves a great mark. He has to. And I'm the greatest knight who ever... The greatest knight who ever...
Sir G? Well, Dompierre, I'm not sure whether that solves a problem or adds a whole bunch of new ones.
Ale, wait! We don't know who might be with him!
There's no time. You heard those knights. Galahads. We're running out of time. What? What the hell is this?
Oh. Hey, you two. Here to join the party? It's, looking like you might be a little late.
Get out of my way.
Hey, excuse you?
Sir Mark, but what's happened here?
I'm still trying to put the pieces on that back together myself, to be honest. Whatever the hell it was, it sure happened quick. But I think one of those people from Over the World's Edge killed Sergi with one of their weird weapons. He called whoever it was the Hand.
Galahad. Dead.
Well, perhaps it isn't how we thought this would happen. But the end result is as you desired, isn't it, Ale?
I was supposed to kill him. For years. I've been training for years for this. And now he's just dead.
Yeah, well, I tried to keep him alive for you, but...
You. You were his right-hand man.
Ale, sheath your weapon. Sir Mark is a friend. Typically.
Hey, listen, I don't want any trouble here.
Get on your horse and draw your sword. If I can't take Galahad's head, I'll have the next best thing.
Seriously, this isn't funny. I've got things I need to do, and we don't...
I'm not joking.
Ale!
On your horse, now.
If you insist.
Ale! Sir Mark! This is madness!
Yeah, well, I didn't start it. I'll finish it if I have to, though. I've got something I need to do, something important, and it's not gonna get done if I'm dead.
You probably have some of Galahad's business to finish, don't you?
He asked me to. Need to think a minute about whether or not I'll do it.
That's good enough for me.
All I know... Sir Mark, you have to stop!
Stop him, dammit! This is self-defense!
Ale!
Don't even bother, schoolboy. I'm just getting warmed up.
You too, huh? Want to see why they call me the Salamander Knight?
Stop!
Get out of my way, schoolboy.
I won't.
I told you that if you ever got in the way of me killing Galahad...
Ale, this is not Galahad. I'm sorry that you were unable to enact your revenge on him, but I refuse to believe that you desire blood for blood's sake. This will not make you happy.
Then what will, damn it?
I don't know! I don't know, but this is not it.
Angelo, move now or I'll cut through you to get to him.
I will not say that you would never do such a thing, Ale. Because I know that you can do anything you set your mind to. But I do know that if you do attack me, it will bring you deep shame and regret.
Hey, whoa, what the hell are you doing?
Only a scratch? You've cut me deeper in our sparring matches. But look at this blood, Ale, and tell me honestly if spilling it has given you even a drop of satisfaction. Sir Mark.
Just Mark is fine. The sir's not feeling so great right now.
Then Mark, you said you had something you needed to do. Can I ask what that is?
Because if it's whatever Galahad told you to do,
the
I
truth,
swear-
Mark, please.
We've got to get out of Silver Shore. I know how to now. But I've been protecting someone. Scales.
Scales?
Rilla and Damien's lizard. Aurum, Lord Aurum. I've been keeping him safe, but if Silvershore keeps falling apart, he's gonna get caught and killed. I promised him I wouldn't let that happen. Varilla. And Damien, I guess.
Convenient. You really think we'll believe that Galahad's right-hand man was protecting a monster right under his nose?
Listen, man, I barely believe it, but it is what it is. It's been a really, really confusing time to be me.
Then we will help you.
Angelo!
Lord Aurum is a friend. I will help him. And if you would think clearly for a moment, Ale, I think you would choose to help him too. So, will you show us to him?
Thanks, Angelo.
Of course. Ale?
Fine. But you better check yourself, Salamander Knight. I'll be watching you. And if you make a single move like Galahad would...
Yeah, you can threaten me later. Come on, we've wasted enough time already.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just go to thepenumbrapodcast.com and click on the store tab. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts. And at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actors Raina Moody and Stefano Purdy, and co-creators Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
I think when we conceptually first started doing Galahad, right, like he's always represented just pure toxic masculinity mm-hmm. in my head. Mm-hmm. And so many of the things that I, as an AMAB person, was socialized to kind of push as this is the norm, these are the things that you're supposed to do. And I also enveloped a lot of things that I've seen as a queer person of color within like people who are very on the right politically. These very like cop backing people who are like, yeah, the law, rah rah, thin blue line.
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to An Intrepid Lilac, Andy Bell, The Verners Waxing Poetic About Penumbra Perfection, Casey, Juno Knox, Juno G, Eska, Bettina Trevino, Aleem Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno Adler, The Emerald Eight, This Podcast, Haha, The PI, The Train, and The Knights, Mr. Me, Myself, and I, Nore, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky, thank you, Penumbra team, for your amazing work, Braylon, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, the Lady Guinevere sounding off in the comments, Shelley Schrode, Kevin, please say butts on live recording, thanks, Jemmy, Rachel, Osipit, Evit Kani, Diana Kaz, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Desert Willow and the Zombie Berries Clubhouse, Theo Alex Dean, Rachel Howard, Jun Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, The Lady Has Claimed Another One, Jay Hull, James Evelyn, Grateful for Olala, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, Nicole Page Cundiff and the Save the Baby Alien Brigade, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Radius Ulna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Genetic, Kortu, Minchowski, Ash, Jamie Gunter, B. Flanagan, and Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The Fall, was told by the following people. Stuart Evan Smith as Sir Lamorak, Melissa De Jesus as Quan Yi, Marge Dunn as Olala, Ann Jimily as Ale, M. Sutherland as Angelo, Stefano Purdy as Mark, Noah Symes as Lord Aurum, Raina Moody as Sir Galahad, and Benny W. Farr IV as The Hand. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.